Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast, building confidence through radio.
This is James from the 4P's Sunday Short Breaks show. Join us for a variety of obscure features, including famous birthdays, local news and weather, and jokes that will make you wonder why you listen to this station.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School, building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect light cloud and light winds, highs 15, lows of 9. Tuesday we can expect light cloud and gentle breeze, highs of 15, lows of 8. Wednesday we can expect light cloud and gentle breeze, highs 15, lows of 8. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 15, lows of 9. And Friday we can expect light cloud and gentle breeze, highs 16, lows of 9. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, two women arrested following a man's death in Shanklin have been released with no further action. This follows reports to police at 10:11 p.m. on Monday of an altercation at an address on St. John's Road. Officers attended and located two men with serious injuries. A man in his 50s was pronounced dead at the scene. Superintendent Jim Pegler said the investigation into this death remains ongoing, and you can expect to see a continued police presence at the scene in St. John's Road and the surrounding area as officers conduct their inquiries. I would like to reiterate that we believe this to be an isolated and contained incident with no wider risk to the public. Meanwhile, 4 years after plans were first submitted, the go-ahead has finally been given to build 146 new homes on a former reservoir in the Isle of Wight. The development of the Somerton site has been controversial because of fears about the scheme's viability and the affordability of the houses. Cowes Town Council, the nearby cemetery and local medical centre also raised concerns, but the Isle of Wight Council has ruled the project can go ahead. Hartwood Homes wants to transform the old reservoir and fishing lake into a development of 72 apartments, 28 houses and 44 assisted living units. An existing property at the site on Newport Road, Cowes, would have to be demolished to allow the development to go ahead, the council said. Isle of Wight Council feared the challenge of building on the site would prevent the developer from fulfilling its required 35% affordable housing contribution. However, in line with national guidelines, the council agreed it was prepared to allow only 10% affordable housing on site as other specialist accommodation was proposed. Finally, the Isle of Wight's mental health wellbeing organisation, Isoropia Foundation, is now open to self-referrals. People struggling with their mental health and wellbeing can now directly access help from Newport-based Isoropia Foundation without needing to be referred by a professional. The organisation, which works closely with Isle of Wight mental health teams, GP practices and community organisations, has recently been awarded a contract from local health commissioners to continue to deliver their services to island residents for a further 3 years. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott's O'Toole.
Hi, I'm Cassidy with The Gig Guide. Monday the 2nd of May, music. Shoe show at Ventnor Park at 2 p.m. Acoustic original at Key Arts Newport at 7:30 p.m. Event, Alice in Wonderland at Medina Theatre, Newport at 2 p.m. ticketed. Tuesday, 3rd of May, music. Steve Loves Island Songs at Moncton Art Ledger Ride at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, 4th of May, music. Platform 1 presents a strip bar and venue at 7 p.m. Event, Tea Dance at Broadway Centre, Sundown at 2 p.m. Thursday, 5th of May, music. Open mic and jam night at Strip Fans and Venue, Newport at 7:30 p.m. I'm Cassidy.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Lee Francis, who's a comedian. Tom Moore, who's a British Army officer. And Anna Cramlin, who's a chess player. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Blake, and today I have got a recipe for you, and it's called Pippa's Pasta Plate. You're going to need 150 grams of lamb, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 carrot, 100 grams of mushrooms, 100 grams of frozen peas, 100 grams of thin pasta for soup, and 1 tablespoon grated Swiss cheese. You're going to want to dice the lamb into very small cubes, brown the meat in olive oil, peel the carrots, grate, add to the meat, add 4 fluid ounces or 125 milliliters of water, and simmer together for 15 minutes. In the meantime, peel and chop the mushrooms, add the meat together with the defrosted peas, and simmer for a further 5 minutes. Cook the pasta in unsalted water till al dente, and drain and mix with the lamb and vegetable mixture. Allow it to cool, sprinkle with cheese, and serve in portions. We're going to do our game discussion, but it's going to be a bit different this time. James is going to talk about a game that I have not heard of before, and I'm going to judge it on how James has said it and ask some questions about it. Nice. Ophelia, you can ask some questions as well if you want to.
If I think of any.
The game is called Deep Rock Galactic. It is a multiplayer co-op first-person shooter. You play as some dwarves, and your job is to go down to this really hostile planet and mine resources and then bring them back up. Along the way, you have to fight all sorts of different bugs and creatures and stuff to complete your mission. And one interesting thing is that since everything's one big cave system, you can use your pickaxe, explosives to alter the terrain, maybe to gain a tactical advantage or to move somewhere else.
Do the dwarves have a long ginger beards?
Yeah, yes, they do.
It's the best game ever, then.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
So is it multiplayer?
I said it was multiplayer.
Did you?
What platforms is it available on?
It is available for PC, Xbox and PlayStation, but I don't think it's available for Switch.
What age rating is this game?
It is a 16. There is a bit of a blood and stuff when you shoot the aliens, but if you think the child is mature enough for that, then I guess I can't stop you.
What difficulty rating would you rate this game out of 10?
I guess it depends on what difficulty rating you set the level, because you can change the difficulty of the levels you do in exchange for more or less rewards. So the difficulty is what you make it.
Okay. Out of 10, what horror factor would it be? Like, for scariness of the game?
I think it would be a 3 or a 4 on horror factor, because it's not exactly a scary game. It can get slightly creepy when you're just exploring the caves, but mostly it's more of an action game. You're just shooting like a big bug horde. Less of a horror game, more of an action boom boom blasty blasty game.
And one more question. Out of 10, how would you rate the combat of the game?
I'd rate the game combat as around 7 out of 10. It's quite good. I haven't advanced much myself in the game, but in the few times I have played, it's quite good.
Yeah.
In local news this week, buying a property on the island has become quicker and simpler for everyone. As part of its digital transformation, the Isle of Wight Council has worked with HM Land Registry to transfer its local land charges service to their national digital register. The LLC register allows users to search information online instantly, enabling buying decisions to be made earlier in the conveyancing process. Most local land charges are restrictions or prohibitions on the use of property or land, such as some planning permissions or listed building status. A search of the National Register will reveal whether a property is subject to a charge and enable the buyer to make an informed decision about the purchase. The council transformation supports wider government priorities to make property transactions quicker, simpler and cheaper. Users of the National Register can download a personal search free of charge or buy an official search for £15. This will allow unlimited repeat searches for 6 months. All information is delivered in a standard, easy-to-read format with geospatial maps. Councillor Ian Steffens, Deputy Leader and Cabinet Member for Digital Transformation, said, "We are pleased to be among the early adopters of the new register, which enables our customers to benefit from a transparent, user-friendly service." Meanwhile, a crackdown on parking by the Isle of Wight Crematorium in Whippingham is on the cards to prevent heavy goods vehicles being left there for long periods. Station Lane off Lushington Hill is a popular parking spot with dog walkers, cyclists and ramblers who use the former railway line turned cycle path which runs from Newport to Wootton. Visitors to the crematorium also use the road as overflow car parking spaces should the one at the facility be full. Now though, the Isle of Wight Council is in the process of reviewing the parking on the left hand side as you head towards the crematorium through a traffic regulation order. While there are already some yellow lines on the lane towards the crematorium, more are proposed to be introduced at intervals along it to allow unrestricted access to and from the facility. Finally, the Isle of Wight's county town of Newport has made it into a top 10 of best places to live in 2022. A property finding firm ranks our biggest town among its places to be when it comes to buildings, quality of life, surroundings and how environmentally friendly the area is. Newport also scores high for affordability, with the average price of a family home costing less than £350,000. It meant the town was placed third among more than 600 locations in its price bracket. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people having their birthdays, and I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Lee Francis, who was born in 1973, who's 49. Tom Moore, who was born in 1920, who died in 2021, age 101. And finally, Anna Cramlin, who was born in 2002, who's 20 years old. That's it for your famous birthdays. We'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
This is Jasper with three obscure holidays for this week. Number one, two different coloured shoes day on Tuesday the 3rd of May is a way to express your individuality, to oppose restricting social standards and to just have fun in the most peculiar way. On this day, you are encouraged to choose two different coloured shoes and to wear them with confidence, whether you're going to work, school, a celebration of some sort, or simply sitting around at home. There are so many cultures, origins, faiths, and other characteristics that make us distinct from one another which we should celebrate. This day is the ideal opportunity to show the world your true colours and celebrate everything that makes you special by simply wearing an odd pair of shoes. Number 2. Renewal Day on Wednesday the 4th of May is all about refreshing your energy, rejuvenating your life and looking at the world with a unique outlook. It's necessary to search for areas in your life that may need a different perspective, so this is the day on which you should start tasks you've been meaning to accomplish for a while. This day is meant to remind us that often all we need is a shift to develop anything different in our lives. It should motivate you to complete your to-do list, so there's no reason to put things off any longer. And finally, number 3, Cartoonist Day on Thursday the 5th of May honours both the cartoonists of the past who created great comic strips and the cartoonists of today who are hard at work creating those we enjoy today. On this day, individuals are invited to remember and appreciate the great cartoonists by sharing their work with the globe. Although some people regard comic strips as nothing more than entertainment, they are incredibly essential, and not only do they entertain us, but they also tell us vital stories. That is why everyone should take the time to honour the cartoonists who create outstanding works of art in only 3 or 4 panels by celebrating this occasion. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays of the week.
Hello, this is Blake, and these are some words of wisdom from children. Never trust a dog to watch your food. When your dad is mad and asks you, "Do I look stupid?" don't answer him. Never tell your mum her diet's not working.
Hello, this is James with the cinema guide for this week. All of the following films will be shown from Monday to Friday. Downton Abbey, A New Era, rated PG at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, rated 12A at Cineworld only. Morbius, rated 15 at Cineworld only. Operation Mincemeat, rated 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Sing 2, rated U at Cineworld only. Sonic the Hedgehog 2, rated PG at Cineworld only. The Bad Guys, rated U at Cineworld only. The Lost City, rated 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. The Northman, rated 15 at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, rated 15 at Cineworld only. For more information, including film availability and showtimes, make sure to check the cinema website. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
This is Jasper with the obscure word for this week. This week's word is gargalesthesia. It is spelt G-A-R-G-A-L-E-S-T-H-E-S-I-A. It is a noun which refers to the sensation commonly associated with tickling. It can be used in the sentence, "There are people who are extremely ticklish," and "Then there are people who can control their gargalesthesia." It originated from the Greek word gargalos, which means itching, followed by esthesia, which means sensitivity. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
To go. Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Kanan the Rockstar.
Goodbye from me, Cassidy.
And goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.